welcome to our practice focus of the month. Today we are talking about the most, let's call it the most controversial, frustrating, annoying topic you could ever desire to discuss. And yet, it is the one that we get the most question about, hands down, from everything. And that is scheduling. We're going to discuss today scheduling for value and success. And I will tell you that every single person, not only practice, but person, you're going to hear and receive the information I'm going to share with you today differently. Everyone has a different perspective about scheduling, than the other person. So that's good. It's going to make for very, very, very dynamic conversation, and it's going to lead you to breakthroughs. I would remind you that every breakthrough in your practice will inevitably come from some type of patient flow or scheduled dynamic breakthrough. There's always going to be a way to do it better, to earn more, and to be able to stack your production properly. Now, some people run into challenges where they don't have enough time with new patients. Some people run into challenges where the patient experience is hurt by people having to wait. Some people run into challenges where they're seeing so many people, but at the end of the day, there's no money to show for it. So above all else, you do have to break the production collection cycle. Okay, you have to break the link between these two things, which I've talked about many times and was covered in the initial first session that we held 2 months ago. Okay, for this one today, we're going to talk about actually dealing with controlling the schedule for success and value, and we're going to dive right in and get to the details. Now, remember this. The schedule is the enemy and it is the master, okay? You have to learn to beat the schedule. You will never, ever out-earn what your schedule allows for you to create in a single day or a single hour. So you get to choose if you want to control it or you want it to control you. The one thing you cannot change in dentistry is time. You cannot. Obviously, you can work more hours. You can have a bigger building. You can expand capacity all you want. At the end of the day, scheduling will dictate how valuable the time in the practice is, not only for the doctor, but for every single team member. All efficiency, okay, all value of dollars per minute comes back down to how we control the flow of delivery throughout the day. You cannot change time, but you can change what you do with it. So many practices let the schedule dictate everything that happens in their office, especially the financial opportunity and growth that is possible, all because the schedule only allows so much. That's the first thing we have to change. You will always reach new schedule plateaus in every phase of growth, whether it's 5,000 a day, 10,000 a day, 15,000 a day, 30,000 a day. You will always reach schedule plateaus. It's very important you break this down, not just by column, but by provider and by team member and by every hour in the day. You understand the race that we're running from top of the day to the bottom to be able to get ahead of the daily goal you have. Remember this. This will eventually be your undoing. Eventually, as long as you are doing everything else right, you will still run into a scheduling plateau. You will never out-earn your schedule, but okay, you can never out-collect your production. So what that means is, let me rephrase, you will never out-earn your schedule. However, you can out-collect your production, meaning that you can always get more money from people than production you deliver, because you should be collecting money from people who are here, but people who are coming in the future. So you should be collecting on production that's yet to be done. That's the key to everything, of reversing the cycle and putting you in control and getting ahead. No matter, eventually your schedule will cap your production ability and you will run into a vicious cycle of big months and little months and ups and downs because you are not focusing on growth and creation and setting up a schedule that allows you to continue to sell and consume opportunity. Because there is so much to schedule, we're going to do this in a few parts. Today, I'm going to be brief and let you tell me what's going on right now. The most important part of scheduling is that you follow the four principles of success. First, You have to have a goal. And then live and die by this number as the minimum acceptable treatment per day in your schedule. Second, you have to organize the math problem of production inside of the primary production column. Third, you can't make the mistake to overfill your days and to have too many days under your goal because you have a few over your goal. You want consistency, and you want to hit your goal and then move on to day number two. Your target should be 2 weeks or maybe 3 weeks scheduled out into the future at or above your goal every day with room to spare at the end or in the second column. The fourth rule is you must maximize your assistant-supported dentistry. If you do these things, you are doing the basics, and you will never be able to break free from capacity issues and from time procedures issues unless you commit to at least this. Therefore, you have to understand that you want to free up the doctor's time to produce money. You want to elevate the assistant's skills and all team members' support to be able to maximize other columns and capacities within your practice. You want to work from your target-based goal. You want to schedule out in a disciplined way and organize into the primary production column and never let anything break free from this. And above all else, you have to take your monthly objective, divide that by your daily clinical days in the practice, and then subtract down into the hourly flow of treatment that has to be built from morning down. Now, if you really want to step up, then you will adopt the super successful value-based scheduling principles that are much more advanced in nature, though they're very relatively easy to adopt. The first one of these is that scheduling has nothing to do with creating dentistry. Your days are about scheduling more treatment for the future, not about cramming the schedule full of production or filling up all the white space with appointments. Second, you have to anchor your morning with as large a procedure and production block as possible so that you start beating your daily goal earlier in the day, and that allows you to calibrate the rest of the day and start working towards bigger and bigger daily production goals. Third, you want to understand and embrace that the fastest way to expand your schedule capacity without increasing team, hours, rooms, is to make certain that you are doing as much bundle dentistry, quadrant dentistry, arch, full mouth, all of these things, and so on and so forth, as possible. This has to become the standard operating procedure. If there are multiple teeth on the treatment plan, we schedule them in one visit, to whatever extent the doctor is capable of. Or if you're a specialty practice, obviously you are moving patients forward with same day starts, you're maximizing your time in the office, okay, you're getting more assistance involved so you can turn more consults, okay, into more treatments and deliver it. This has to become your modus operandi. Okay? This has to allow you to be able to do multiple teeth in the same treatment plan so that you are never doing single tooth anything. You will always be able to reduce your time value per procedure per tooth if you do it this way. And therefore, you will be able to do more with less. More money with less patients, more dentistry with less time, more money with less stress and volume. This also means you will have less post-ops and deliveries and everything else that is worthless taking up valuable space in your schedule. I want you to challenge yourself, everyone, to make sure you are expanding your belief as well as your skills for effective value-based scheduling. Your assignment is as follows. I would like for you to look in the past 30 days and critique your schedule. Then I would like for you to look into the next 2 weeks and critique your schedule. 30 days back, 2 weeks forward. I want you to sit down together and build all of the options for the ideal day. Schedule to goal day. How many ways can you get there? If your goal is 7, 10, 15, 25, 50, I don't care. I want you to build it on paper first. Not only how much is each person doing, but what procedures gets the doctor to the goal. It's like in the old days in school, you're doing a math problem, and you broke down all of the common denominators. So if you said, how many ways can we get to 24,000? Well, we can do 2 12s, okay, we can do 8 threes, we can do 4 sixes, okay, we can do a combination of two sixes and 1 8 and 1 4. You understand what I'm saying? You have to make it so simple that everybody understands the way to get there. Finally, I want you to grade yourself on the following. First, what percent of at least quadrant dentistry are you scheduling? Second, what percent of strict adherence to protecting the primary production column is happening? Next, very easily, what are your biggest schedule mistakes you're making right now? What are your biggest schedule challenges you have or believe you have? What are your specific questions do you have or things would you like more help on? Very important question. What is your average daily goal for the next 90 days, and what do you want it to be 6 months from now? Everything is about getting ahead of the schedule and compounding your production value in the schedule because you are creating demand. I know you can do this. Please. Commit to the idea that you're going to break free from production mentality and focus on creating more dentistry. You will never produce more than you are scheduling, and you will never schedule more than you are closing and getting acceptance on, and you will never get more acceptance than what you have diagnosed. Your days are about diagnosing first and foremost and getting more treatment to schedule. It is very easy to see if and why your daily, weekly, monthly production is down, if it is, because your daily averages will always be a reflection of your daily average on creation, scheduling, and case acceptance. You will continue to evolve this again and again through many, many different levels of schedule breakthroughs. Today begins your next one, and you're in control. You have a blank page. You have the steering wheel. You're in the driver's seat. Please re-listen to this. Break it down step by step. Follow the homework assignment. Okay, I am not going to help you if you don't participate. Facilitating this is about you providing feedback, doing the homework, assessing where you're at so that you can see the glaring obvious problems. If, listen to this last thing, if your scheduling is not optimal, it is a vicious cycle of destroying your opportunity for creation. You can complain all you want about production numbers and goals and being busy and seeing so many people. But if you do not embrace value-based scheduling, okay, if you break down the rules of engagement, if you have no rules or structure, then you are also completely destroying your opportunity to get bigger cases, to get greater case acceptance, to engage more patients on a daily basis, to follow through with their treatment. These two things lead to each other. They mingle, they connect, they intertwine together 100%. Please, I can't wait to hear from you. I'm excited to help. We're going to make it happen, and you are going to have the best month of your life, and you're going to live into the next quarter of the practice by mastering this, and I know it's going to be very amazing. Thank you so much. Get to work. Discuss with the team. We'll be back next month, and I look forward to revealing all the wonderful things you sent to me and helping you through your individual challenges and breakthroughs. Take care.